Okay, Chicago this week. Last time we went out, these guys beat us in Chicago, so we've definitely got our work cut out for us. We've got to stop the run and do a good job of leveraging in a passing game. So we'll have our work cut out for us this week. Questions?
Besides that long run that Jordan Howard had on your last game, what do you see as the issues happening with him?
Well, you take away that, I mean, you'd like to take away that long run, but you can't. Outside of that, I mean, we were pretty decent, but we know this guy's, through the course of the year, has really ran the ball well. He's tough in between the tackles. He's got the speed to get the corner. So we've got to do an excellent job of tackling and wrapping up and tackling this guy this week.
George, it looks like the Bears are just kind of the way they're playing offense. There's a lot of just throw it deep, and it's almost like they'll live with the risk reward. Is that good?
Well, I think last week he kind of, I mean, he's only been sacked 5 times. And I think the big thing that he has done last week, I think they got behind on the board, and I think he took some chances down the field that usually you don't see him throw, you know, that many passes down the field, especially in the cover two coverages that they had. So, you know, I think it's a combination of we got to get pressure on him. He's not a big scrambler in the pocket, but he does have a good release and gets the ball out, which is why he hadn't been sacked that many times. And hopefully, you know, with some of our coverages, we can disguise the looks and those types of deals to not give away, you know, what we're doing coverage-wise.
It looks like a game where you could maybe get some turnover. His first interception when it wasn't out of hand.
Right.
The defenders or two defenders are fighting for the ball.
Right. I mean, you're exactly right. And I think that was one of those mishaps by him. I think, again, he did feel pressure and felt the time going off in his clock and that he's getting ready to get ahead and try to get rid of the football. So, I mean, those are the things that, you know, when we talk about coverage and pass rush going hand in hand, I mean, those are the things we want to get accomplished with him when they throw the football this weekend.
Where are the areas you've seen Kendricks grow the most?
I think overall awareness, scheme, I think his instincts and his athleticism have allowed him to play a lot more confidently now, where he's not having to think about assignments and alignments and responsibilities, those types of deals. And I think you really see him, his instincts taking over and him being able to make a lot of plays for us.
Has there been more trust to send him on blitzes a little bit more?
No, we've always trusted him, but, you know, the way our packages are set up is kind of how, you know, we go, you know, each week and kind of, you know, just try to utilize the blitzers that we do have. So there's a lot of things that go into who ends up being the blitzer and those types of deals that I won't go into now, but it's not by design that we don't blitz them. It just, you know, depends on the best matchups from week to week.
George, how did you view the miscommunication that happened at Lambeau? And then what, do you do anything differently to make it?
I think it all was just a misunderstanding at the end of the day. I mean, I think it's been cleaned up. We've moved on and haven't thought a second about it. I think we understand what it is we have to get done this week as far as preparation for this game and what we need to do to go execute.
Do anything differently to make sure everybody's on the same page?
No, again, I just think there was a misunderstanding, and from our standpoint, I think everybody's clear on what we're doing this week and what we need to do to have an opportunity to win this football game.
How do Kendricks and Barr differ in their blitzing abilities?
Well, I think, number one, size is a factor. I mean, Barr's a bigger blitzer, and Eric is a smaller guy, and I think they both have good blitz ability. I think they both are very maneuverable if they get one-on-one with a back. I think certain things that certain teams try to do protection-wise, I think we can take advantage of with the skill sets that both of them have. So we like both of them, blitz them. We just can't, you know, you can't go zero blitz all the time and blitz the backers all the time. So from that aspect of it, it just depends on what we think is the best thing, you know, from week to week and what they're doing to try to combat what it is we're trying to get accomplished.
George, did you spend much time looking at Daniil coming out of the draft before you guys drafted?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I was at his workout.
So what was it about him in college? What was he so raw at?
I think what you saw was an athlete, a young athlete, that had a lot of skills, had a lot of skill sets, but you know, just didn't have a lot of production. I think that's what you saw. And so you kind of had a vision for him, and I think Rick and his staff did a great job of putting a vision on him and what we thought he could grow into. And, you know, hats off to Daniil. He's come in here and worked his butt off and picked up the tools and been able to go out and play and be successful. So I think it's a big credit to him. I think it's a credit to Andre Patterson, our D-line coach, and those guys, you know, working through the rigors of him just growing the growing pains and, you know, just improving his toolbox as far as his pass rushes.
Was Were you there to see him primarily, or was it just a bunch of guys?
Well, I mean, LSU had a bunch of guys coming out that year, but he was one of the guys that we definitely wanted to go down and spend some time with.
What did you think? I mean, all these guys look impressive when you see them in person without pads. What did you think of him in particular?
Well, you know, that's a long process. You go through, you watch the player on tape. You know, you get a chance to see his toughness. You get a chance to see his skill set and what they've asked him to do. Then when you go and you visit, it isn't just looking at him work out, because they all work out, like you said, you know, pretty good in the shorts and things. But you get a chance to talk to his head coach. You get a chance to talk to the people in the building that work with him every day to kind of see his makeup. And, you know, he was an impressive kid, very impressive kid from what they had to say about him and the skill set that he displays. All right, that's it. Thank you.